Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is the 20th of April, 2026. I want to talk today about the emotional checklist, the emotional tick box list, and what that is and why you need to tick all of those boxes before someone will buy from you. So I'm talking here about ordinary business owners and managers when they're thinking of either taking on their first MSP or they're switching MSPs. And you may have heard me talk about this before, but I never like to assume anything. These people, these are uneducated prospects, and that's not being rude about them. It means that they don't understand IT, right? They don't understand what you do and how you do it. They think they do because they can use an iPad, but they really don't. So uneducated people like that do not pick you or any other MSP based off your technical abilities, based off your accreditations, your qualifications. They do it off emotional reasons. And there's kind of an emotional checklist that they go through. And it's not as easy to say, right, it's these five things. Otherwise, I'd give you those five things that you need to cover off. But we can look at what some of those things are. And there'll be more things for some people than there are for others. But for example, most people will need to feel like they know you in some way, right? So when they can't tell whether you're any good at what you do or not, because they can't, because they don't understand tech, they don't understand what you do, they need to form some kind of emotional bond with you. Now, they're not thinking this, it's just a feeling. And if they go onto your website and there's nothing about you or whoever's running the business, that's a problem. That's a big problem. Because how can they get to know you if they can't see a photo of you, if there's no description about you? If they go onto your LinkedIn and there's nothing really about you, it's all just, you know, I mean, the kind of content we give you is great content, right? But you need to intersperse it with a little bit of stuff about you. And I don't just mean about your life. Don't start posting your breakfast and all that rubbish on your LinkedIn. But, you know, for example, if you've just bought 50 laptops and you've got 50 boxes of the laptops, you might put a photo with you with these laptops saying, I'm so excited. We've got 50 of these to set up for one of our clients. I love the days when new laptops come in. Or it might be that you hate those days. The point being, it's you and your team. And if people can see on your LinkedIn and on your website who the people are, then they can get to know them slightly. And when they know someone, that person is a safer person to talk to. They're much more likely to talk to you if they feel that they know you. And then we can take that on a little step further, that what if we can take them from knowing you and tick that box, and then what if they can like you? So what if actually, you know, you put your personality into your marketing? So you are yourself on LinkedIn, you are yourself on your website. And rather than trying to be corporate or professional or something that you're not, you're just you. This is what I do. This is me now talking. Like if you and I were talking in real life, in a bar or a pub or something, then I'd be talking in exactly the same way. I'm me in my marketing because that's the most authentic thing that I can do. And you can do exactly the same thing. And sure, that means that some people don't like you when you do that. I know that some people don't like me from my marketing. That's okay, because there are many, many more people who do like me off being authentic and being myself in my marketing. And it will be exactly the same for you. So you kind of put off the idiots, and you attract the kind of people who most want to work with you, which is great. So that's another box that you can tick. They now know you, they like you because they're seeing you. There's another emotional checkbox that we want to tick, which is for them to trust you. And that's where you can take that even further. You can show them social proof. So you can show them clients that already trust you. You could intersperse this. I mean, you should be doing social proof across all of your marketing anyway, but lots of social proof, lots of evidence that other people already trust you. We are sheep at our heart. Human beings are. We're still hardcore wired to follow the crowd, to do what other people do, because that's what kept us alive, right? Our ancestors were the survivors. They survived and they didn't get eaten by the dinosaurs. So naturally we're hardwired that way. And we're still exactly the same way now. So we want to do what other people are doing. Most people do, not everyone, but the vast majority of people want to do what other people are doing. So if they see that you've got 20 reviews on Google and you've got five videos on your website and people talking naturally about how, oh, how much they trust you and how easy you are to work with and how you just handle all everything, then obviously that's it, another tick. Do you get the idea with this? We want them to know you. We want them to like you. We want them to trust you. We want them to see that other people trust you. They need to feel comfortable. And this is the kind of the emotional checklist that you need to tick off. If you go into the portal, So in our B2B portal, go into the portal and go into training. And if you look up, I've got some new training in there about our website framework. There is an actual tick box in there. There's a whole series of things you need on your website. And a lot of the things I've just been talking about here are reflected within that framework. But this stuff is really important. Everyone puts in place all the things that you expect to see on a website, like a homepage and an About Us page and a services page. But, you know, all of these other things are really important as well. Put your pricing on your website because it makes you transparent. When you're transparent, people can trust you. You know, put photos of you and your team on your website, in your marketing. All of these things, they tick, 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 tick the emotional check boxes that people need ticked before they will even talk to you. This stuff is really, really important. And you know what? Me and my team, we are really happy to help you with this. If you want to have a talk to us, we've got our communities. So we've got our Facebook group. We have a Reddit group now. We have a LinkedIn group. Happy to talk to you in any of those communities, or you can just email us as well. hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Always happy to talk to you about these things. Right. Two things to tell you about. The first is that I have a Munch and Learn coming up this Thursday. So you can see the details of that. Again, in the B2B portal, just go to the support page and you'll see. Oh, no, sorry, it's the inspiration page. Go to the inspiration page. You'll find that in the navigation. And in there are the details of the Munch and Learn. And also, we are still, right now, we are 10 days into the co-managed free access month. I'm sure you've heard about this. We're launching a second membership. It's going to be launched publicly to the world on the 10th of May. For now, you're enjoying a free access month. So everyone who is an active member of the MSP Marketing Edge, what we're now recalling the B2B membership, that's what you're a member of, you've got free access until the 10th of May to the co-managed version of that. So the details are in the B2B portal of how to move over. It's very, very simple. There's a you'd log in with your existing login details. So if you look in the B2B portal, on the bottom left, it says switch to the co-managed. Just click on that, enter your login details, and you're in. And what I'm suggesting is you have a look around, see if this is for you, if you want to pursue co-manage, because co-manage is a completely different kind of marketing. All those emotional checkboxes still need to be ticked, but this is an audience that knows technology. So it has to be completely different marketing messages and a different type of marketing. So have a look around. If you're like, yeah, actually, I'd like this. We have a bundle deal if you want to bundle that in with your B2B, and you just need to fill in a short form. It's very obvious on the co-managed portal where you do this. You just fill in a short form to tell us that you are that you want this, and we will basically lock your area. Otherwise, your free access ends on the 10th of May, and that's the point that we unlock your area and we put it on sale around the world, as it were. So I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.